Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Listen to Rahimi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Hey guys, check out this meatball machine.
The meatball machine is there for you. It's not just on Sundays, by the way. It's not just during the Bears games. The meatball machine is there for you regardless. Like, if you want to vent about other sports, like, say, I don't know, the Cubs getting swept in a four-game series in Cincinnati, you can do that, too.
I almost forgot that happened.
Yeah. Well, the meatball machine didn't. It also doesn't care. It just records what you say. So you can call it at any time. But it's especially good after a Bears game. So let's go with the best of the meatball machine.
Can they play Matt Eberflus every single week for the rest of eternity? That was so, so sweet. Watching Powdered Toast Man on the sideline with his stupid Powdered Toast Man face and his stupid Powdered Toast Man prevent defense bull. Just watching him getting absolutely clowned for 60 minutes. It was so nice to have it not be our defense. And it was even better to watch him finally helping Caleb Williams. Thank you, Matt Eberflus, for being you with your tactics and your nicknames. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Let this be how it is more often than not.
Happy Bears Monday. Bears won just like I knew it and predicted, despite all you hosts predicting a loss. Go Bears!
What?
Not all of us hosts.
Oh, all the Scar does is say negative things. Oh, that's all you do.
I predicted a loss.
I predicted
I even predicted
L.
that the Bears would score 31 points in the win. So try again, Nostradamus.
What is going on, guys? DJ Eli here. All I have to say, if these boys keep playing like this for the next couple weeks, in the next couple weeks, I have a pedicure appointment that will turn into a manicure appointment, and I will get the Caleb Williams special, if you know what I mean. Layla, what color should I pick? Hey, Bears.
Well, Layla?
Yeah, Layla, what color
what
should you
color?
Pick?
Next meatball.
Why would you give the color? Wait, hold on.
Pause that.
Our meatballers here. He asked you a question.
He just wanted some help. He's probably never gotten a colored manicure before. I vote, and he didn't ask me, but I vote the blue-orange, like, kind of alternate.
Bears.
Yeah. All right, we answered.
Okay.
See the
okay.
Bears just win? I wouldn't believe they just won. And even though I saw what I just saw, I still don't believe they just won. Bears.
Okay, this Bears. Is what I'm talking about, Bears. Stop playing around. Play the game. Do what we're supposed to do. Caleb Williams is out here looking like a beast. Make the play, damn it. Look, 10 for 16, 239, three touchdowns. Do not fumble the bag the second half. Caleb's showing his ass. Let's do it. Let's play the game, and let's finally get a damn victory. Sick and tired of this. Let's go, Bears!
Bear down, Chicago Bears. Something, something. They're really great.
Go Bears.
Do we have a new theme song?
No, you gotta...
I got to tell you guys, he was attempting to sing the Bears theme song there. I had, real quick, when I was in high school, I was probably 16 or so, and there was a gentleman that used to do a show here named Chet Kopic. You guys have probably heard of Chet Kopic, big-time sports radio host. I called into the show. I was trying to get a Kopic on Sports cap, and they made me sing the fight song, and that's about how it sounded. Because if you know me, I don't do very well with lyrics. So just wanted to interlope.
Nobody else does either. Did you see the Bears post the video of in the parking lot at the tailgate? Like, there was a prize if somebody sang the fight song correctly, and there was all these
they got them
montages
all wrong?
Of people who couldn't do it.
Yeah. I got to admit, like, I might be able to now, but...
And sometimes you get put on the spot, too, and you're just like,
You know who the producer was, by the way?
Who?
Dan McNeil.
Oh!
Who said, give the kid a cap! And I got one.
Aw. Yeah.
Damn it.
Next.
Hey, Meatball Machine. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Bear.
I still absolutely refuse to let this go to my head, but... yeah, that was nice.
Now here's Hozier. Can we bring back the XRT, DJ?
Here's Hozier, yeah. I don't have my set list in front of me here right now. So I'll stick with the meatballs.
It's time to move on from the defensive backfield. Those guys never play. It's time to move on. Number one, number six, all those guys that are always hurt. It's time to move on.
What are you talking about? The defensive backfield... They had four turnovers. I mean, two of them were from a linebacker, but geez, man, like, what? You're listening to the Meatball Machine on a Plumber's 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. How many more meatballs we got, Robbie?
We got two more.
For this guy right here, though, I just want to point out, the guys he's talking about always hurt, probably Brisker, has been playing. The guy that is hurt, Jalen Johnson, hadn't been hurt. So, doesn't make a lot of sense. That's
yeah.
Finally, a complete game from this team. Bears.
It's my kind of guy right there.
Straight to the point.
And this is the last meatball. We're going down a story time, all right?
All right, meatball. Look, I'm in a weird, funky, up. mode because my 5-year-old decided to scratch the most expensive TV that I have here. One of them. And I don't know why he did it. He don't know why he did it other than he's 5. And his punishment was me just giving him the business. And I want to whoop his and get the belt, but I'm trying not to do that. Even if I was raised that way, I'm trying to use other methods. So I took away his Alexa, and I was so pissed off. I go in my room to take it, and I slam it down, and lo and behold, that bounces and then damages another TV upstairs. But the Bears won.
All right.
That sounds excruciatingly frustrating.
That's a comedy. That's ridiculous. Now that is irony. When you ruin your other TV because your child damaged one TV, that is it. I can say.
Take a walk.
Do 5-year-olds usually have Alexas? That's the biggest question I have coming out of that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Your Alexa will be taken away.
Brody, you have niece.
You know what? I don't think that they have an Alexa, like their own Alexa.
I just said one niece.
Nieces. You have niece.
Yeah, when you said niece, I was like, are you talking about his knees? I was
niece,
very confused.
Nieces.
Yeah. Florence and the Machine, just for you later. Here comes the Rick Raconteurs.
Well, the one thing you can say about the Meatball Machine today, it had range. It went some places. We got a lot of passionate callers.
Yeah.
People still calling for jobs, even though they won. In convincing fashion, mind you.
That's what it's there for. The Meatball Machine does not talk back.
Doesn't talk back. No. We do, though.
Well, that's you know, that's the rub. That's the price you pay.
That's
There's
the
a chance that we're going to comment on it. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Do you need a grocery list? Is your grocery list football related? Is it a note to self? That's what it's here for. Do you want to talk about other teams? Then that's cool, too.
Meatball Machine, everybody's football diary. But not just a football diary. It can be a baseball diary, too, because whew, the Cubs and whew, the White Sox and whew, basketball season right around the corner.
How excited are you about basketball season?
See, I'm not doing this with you today.
At least we know who the roster is going to be for the Bulls now. There was that whole Josh Giddey question that was hanging in the air for a while.
No, but you see how Grody tried to bait me just now?
A little bit. Do you realize, though, that this will be the first year of Billy Donovan as a Hall of Fame head coach? Do you think that will make a difference? Like, do you think he'll be just extra special this year because he's a Hall of Famer?
I think he's a Hall of Famer for his college basketball acumen.
Was it the Florida championships?
I mean, yeah. I covered one of them back to back. That'll send you.
You did?
Yeah.
Was it the Joakim? Well, they were both Joakim Noah, right?
Yes. Yeah. He got those guys to come back somehow, some way.
Were the other stars on that team?
It was the second one where it didn't look like they were going to repeat. But
Was Udonis on that team?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who else?
Corey Brewer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Horford on that team?
Horford
was on that team.
Big Al.
Good job. You guys, if this was Family Feud, we would have. We're good.
Something about that Florida.
Check out the Meatballs Machine.
Something about that Florida team spoke to us all.
And look, I'm excited for basketball season, but I'm not going to get out here and take my shirt off in the studio because Mark Grody's like, I'm going to make you say something that makes you want to fight me. We're not doing that today.
No, I'm not trying to do that. Robbie's the one that you want to fight. I'm just the mediator.
No, Robbie's fine because he likes mediocrity and Josh Giddey jerseys.
Man,
Josh Giddey is not mediocre.
What if Giddey's
Bulls
listening?
Are mediocre.
Do you think Giddey will be top 10 MVP this year?
Duh. Are you kidding me?
I mean, if he keeps up with all those triple-doubles, man, I mean, how do you deny
triple-double
that?
Machine.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I will say this. I did push the over under on the Bulls to 43 games and took the over.
You're a degenerate.
You also put like 90 Bulls on your fantasy team.
And I got second place and got money in that league. So
hell yeah.
Yeah, a lot of bad teams out here putting up empty stats, correct?
No,
that's how the NBA works.
True. That is true. We had the opposite of that in the Bears game. You know what I call a game like this? When everybody gets a share, everybody gets a piece of the pie. When you've got 9 receivers, for example, you got a bunch of ball carriers.
What do you call it?
I call that a make money day. Because those are the stats that when you come have a contract negotiation, those are the stats where they look a little bit better because everybody's making money today.
Who made the most money yesterday for the Chicago Bears?
Who made the most money?
Yeah, like Tyreek Stevenson.
Maybe Tremaine Edmonds with the 2 picks.
It's another third contract from Maine.
It's probably Tyreek Stevenson since he's like looking at contract problems right now. Like terms of trying to get someone to pay him a lot of money.
Right.
I mean,
right,
Cole Kmet gets a touchdown. DJ Moore was already making money, but I feel like that was just a good drive to see.
Oh, hell yeah. Everybody Everybody made money yesterday.
That's what I'm saying.
Braxton Jones made money yesterday.
Yeah, that was a good day. That was one of those days where your contract negotiation is easier because of that day.
Drew Dahlman. Well, he just got here.
It's Caleb's money.
No, there were
money.
Some times where the clock was down to zero and something, and Drew Dahlman got the ball off. He definitely made money today.
Okay, give him a little bit.
Is Caleb's future money just assumed, or did he make money yesterday?
I think his future money is assumed.
Okay.
Because it's like, an option, right? You pick up the option.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you could be like Jerry Jones and franchise tag him like he did with Dak Prescott. Yeah?
We have a text from the 8472. Sorry to... First ever meatball machine without a mention of Bajent. So that's always good.
Wow.
The city... Caleb Williams has cured the city.
That is actually amazing when I think about it.
That was a fun and surprisingly authentic meatball machine.
I'll take it.
I enjoyed it.
Except for the guy with the belt. Don't do that.
Yeah, and also, you know, I'm not the only one who paints my nails in this world. There's a billion different colors. Do what you want to do.
Well, he was just asking for your being playful.
He wants your opinion.
You're the only one in this room that wears nail polish.
Yeah,
I'm thinking
out of the host. Yeah, I don't wear.
Why?
You know what? My advice is, it's actually like ask the person doing your nails. It's whatever chips the least, especially if you're not used to having a manicure. And you want a color, but you don't, like, you'll get annoyed if it chips off really fast.
So there are colors that are less prone to chipping?
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm.
Interesting. That is the good answer, then.
See, that's the answer you should
get.
Back on Family Feud. Good answer.
Yeah, sorry for the delay, but it really is the truth, because I feel like if you haven't had a manicure, the last thing you want is for you to be like, I didn't get my money's worth out of this. No.
See, that was good advice.
I am here to make you money, just like Caleb Williams made the Bears money yesterday. I feel like that was the case.
Bears.
I don't know how I feel about this post no Bajent meatball machine world.
It can come back. Don't worry.
I would say the meatball machine definitely is better when the Bears lose.
I'll put a little Warren Z.
No. We need to preach more positivity in the meatball machine. So more positivity in the meatball machine, please.
The guy wanting to get rid of the defensive backfield was kind of amazing. Like, what, sir? What? I need more words for you to make that make sense.
Words. There's like too many of them.
Now here's
There's
words.
Too many words.
We're going to play a fun game with our observations from the Bears game next. Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.